yesterday. A UFO landing in Britain from 1989. Taco Bell buying the Liberty Bell from 1996. Carrots with holes that whistle when you cook them from 2002. All of these are examples of April Fool's hoaxes. How did this stuff get started?
Where did April Fool's Day come from? Well, the origins are unclear, but one theory ties the unofficial holiday to a shifting calendar. In ancient cultures, New Year's Day was celebrated on April 1st, but in 1582, Pope Gregory XIII moved the holiday to January 1st. Not everybody got the message. Those that continued to celebrate on April 1st were called April Fools. Funny, right? Much of Britain didn't adopt the new calendar until 1752, but they were celebrating April Fool's Day long before that. In Scotland, it's a two-day affair. If you've ever had a kick-me sign taped to your back, you might blame the Scots. April Fool's Day has also been linked to the vernal equinox and the start of spring. That's when the ancient Romans had their hilarious festival of Hilaria, Hindus have Holi, and Purim is celebrated in Judaism. Some of the biggest April Fool's Day pranks are courtesy of corporations and the media. In 1940, a press release from the Franklin Institute, a science museum in Philadelphia, declared the world would end the following day. They were seeking publicity for a lecture series, and a local radio station reported on it. In 1957, the BBC falsely reported a bumper crop of spaghetti trees in Switzerland.
Another reason why this may be a bumper year lies in the virtual disappearance of the spaghetti weevil.
And in 1998, Burger King announced the left-handed Whopper, specifically designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans, including myself.